Ariel for the National Council of Jewish Women Oral History Project, the Pittsburgh section. We're taping on February 7th, 1992. Could you please state your name and your birth date for the tape recorder?
My name is Minnie Lowenstein, born 1960, the 13th of April.
Thank you. Let it go for a little bit.
Okay, why don't we start now? Why don't we start with you telling us a little bit about your family, your parents, your grandparents, what you remember about them, siblings. Maybe you could tell us their names. Why don't you start with that?
Well, I was born, I was the third child. We were seven children.
Uh-huh. What were your parents' names?
Sarah Golder.
Golder?
How do you Goldie.
Oh, Goldie. Sarah Goldie.
My father's name was Lazer.
Lazer.
Yeah.
And their last name?
Joshowitz. I have my family in the Keysport, the same name. Mm-hmm. So I have an older brother.
What's his name?
His name is Morris. He was a very intelligent man. He used to come to home. He was married in a different state, in the same country. People surrounded him to hear what he has to say. Well, he was killed. I don't even know where.
What year was he born?
In 1909.
Mm-hmm. And then who was next?
Next, I had a sister, Dora. She was born in 1913. She was married, had two children. And the mothers with the children were the first to go in the gas chambers.
You say your brother Morris was very intelligent. Was he
very high educated?
Highly educated. What was his field?
In science. Then he was already talking. There will be a man in the moon. Which
really?
Is years back. That's right.
And you say, did you say what city
I am from Transylvania.
That's the state, right?
No, it's Maramur Siget.
That's the name of the city of Maramur?
Yes. The town is, in Yiddish, Sapinka.
Sapinka?
Sapinza.
Sapinza,
yeah.
Is that what it's called now?
Probably.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was there a university there?
Not in the town where I was. It was not far. In fact, I had a shop, Siget, Maramurish Siget. Mm-hmm. Everybody would recognize this more. Elia Wiesel is from there. He knew my brother. So then after the third.
After Dora was who?
Me.
Uh-huh.
I was beautician at home. I have my own shop as young as I was.
When did you open your shop?
I was 16 years old. And people here in Cleveland especially, they know me. They were in my shop. So and after this is...
Who was after you?
Regina. Mm-hmm. She lives next door. She's...
Here, she lives next door here. Uh-huh.
Yes.
She was born when?
In 1922.
Okay. And who else?
Then Bertha, the one who was killed here.
Mm-hmm. She was born when?
In 1924. And then was another sister, Esther. She never returned from concentration camp. She was 28.
When she died?
No, in 1928, born.
Oh, born in 1928.
Yeah.
Okay. She was killed in a concentration camp.
Yes. Uh-huh. Then I have a brother. He is in Hungary. And as I told you before, the Hungarians took over from the Romanians.
Right.
And they were in Budapest when they got together all the Jewish kids. And when he was walking in the middle of the street, four in a line, he had this bag sack mm-hmm. on him. He threw this down and ran off, and he was hiding in a farm through the war.
Mm-hmm.
And the other kids, they threw in the Daniel. In the water.
See.
And whoever tried to get back, they shot them.
So he knew to...
So he...
Had a feeling.
Yeah, he ran away and had a hard time hiding as a Jewish kid.
Mm-hmm. What was his name?
Shander.
Mm-hmm. And is he living now?
Yes. He is 13 years younger than me.
So he was born... when was he born?
I have to figure out.
Well, you said you were born...
29 or...
And he lives, where does he live now?
Budapest.
Oh, he lives in Budapest still.
Yes.
What does he do? Does he?
Well, he is a businessman. He's doing good financially.
Did he go back to Budapest after the war, or why is he
living
there?
No, he was there. He never went back home. He was there.
After
as the war... ended, he remained there.
Oh, he just stayed there.
Yeah, and my sister, the one who was killed here, and my other sister, before the liberation, they ran away. And they was hiding. When they took the last trip, all this camp people,
mm-hmm.
They promised them a loaf of bread, and everybody was going. They died all on the road. And they went down the hill, pretending that, like they go to the bathroom. And they went. It's a whole different story. How they was going in this camp clothing. They didn't even know there exists such a thing anymore, like a life. There was an old man, and he called them in. And then they saw them just skeletons, how they took him in. And they were there a few days, and it's a whole chapter for her side, what she went through.
Is this Bertha?
No,
you're talking about?
Bertha and Regina.
And Regina, how they escaped?
Together.
Or this
the
is
way
how?
They escaped, them and another neighbor girl.
You're just saying that they just kind of started walking off
they,
away from
they
the group?
They walked away from the group.
And that's why they were saved? Because
yes,
they were able
when,
to?
And when they came in there, this was Volksdeutsch, Germans. They didn't know they are Jewish. They thought they are Romanians. So they took him in, and they put on a pot with potatoes and the skin to cook. And they gave them to clean them. It should be for the whole family. Mm-hmm. They had the daughter there. And they cleaned and they ate. They cleaned and they ate it. And on the end, they looked around. It was supposed to be for all. You know, so anyway, they put another pot on. And then they sent them on the attic. And they took off the clothes and they washed it for them.
Mm.
And my sister said this was the happiest night. She breathed fresh air there.
So
and
she
from there...
They saved her, basically.
Well, there, then they announced it was a smaller town in case they knew some ran away. So they announced that they catch somebody hiding some...
Someone.
Someone from the concentration camps, they'll kill the whole family. which things happens like this. So the old people, they didn't want to keep them. They was fighting with the daughter, and the daughter lived in another place. So the daughter took my sister on the side and told her, don't show a happy face, not even to your sisters. They told the others a sister too. And in the morning, the old people gave them a loaf of bread and sent them off the way. And then on the way going, they found going to the daughters, because she used to take my sister there, she is sewing. And she took clothes from all the neighbors to make them. And that's the way they got food. So, you want to talk about me?
Everything.
I mean, this is my,
right.
My sister's past.
Well, let's talk about you then. Let's go back. You said your parents, what did your parents do for a living?
Well, my father was in commerce.
Business?
Yes.
What kind
and,
of?
And my mother was having children. In fact, she died with a tent. When she had her tenth child, she died.
She died
during
childbirth. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hmm. So we were left 7 live children without parents, which was very tragic. And passed a few years, and my father died too.
How old were you when your mother died?
13. And my sister here, she is 6 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And my older sister was 3 years older than me. So she was the head of the family.
So your mother died on the 10th child, and there were 7 children living? Is that?
Yeah.
2 others had died previously? Or?
Yes. Yes. It was between me and my sister was another child.
Just natural.
Island Echo, yeah. And the oldest child died.
Mm-hmm.
The first child.
So you were left child, a parentless at a young age?
Yes.
Did you go to school?
Yes. My father was alive still.
Mm-hmm.
I finished high school.
Mm-hmm.
So did my sister. And
were your grandparents living there?
My mother's parents were still living.
Mm-hmm.
They died a few years later. My mother's parents lived a full life. My grandmother was 88 when she died. And my grandfather was 85.
What were your grandparents' names?
Froimovic. Froimovic.
And their first names?
My grandfather was Froim.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother was Pessy. Pessy. In fact, I come from very religious people.
Do you?
Yes. I have my family in Williamsburg. My cousin's daughter just gave birth to the 14th child. She has 11 daughters, but you never saw such a beautiful child. They are so gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's just, what can I say, a shame. And they are there, you know. They have eyes like Elizabeth Taylor. They are so beautiful. After, maybe I'll show you a picture of
these. Are cousins of yours?
Cousins.
And they live in Williamsburg?
Brooklyn.
In what are their last names?
Rosenthal. My cousin was from
Mm-hmm.
Your grandparents were...
Because it was my mother's brother's
mm-hmm.
son.
Mm-hmm. Your grandparents lived there, and did you have other family that lived there also?
Oh, my mother had a sister with 4 kids. My father had a brother here in McKeesport. That's the way we came over.
So your grandparents lived there, and what did they do?
Well, as when I remember already, they had were all the people.
Mm-hmm.
They had a son in New York. In fact, before the war, he came back when they were gone to Czechoslovakia.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't come back anymore. He was killed in the concentration camp. So we had, in Czechoslovakia, my mother had 4 brothers, my father had, But they are all killed out.
Right.
Yeah, there was nobody left from the family.
Well, let's see, you said you came from a very religious home?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, I'm not. Because I went through so much in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was not in concentration camp.
How did you?
It happened, I was engaged, had a boyfriend.
This is before the war?
Before the war. He went to Israel,
mm-hmm.
and I was on the way to go there.
On the way to Israel?
To Israel.
Oh, you had left home already?
I left home not to get married. I told my sister then, I'm leaving there to see what I can do for the kids, to take them out, because I was the sole supporter as much as I could.
Mm-hmm.
But there was... There isn't like here, you have welfare or you have anybody to help you. In fact, this kid nearly died of starvation before even going to the concentration camp.
You mean the other brothers and the other children?
Yes.
You were the beautician then. You had
yes.
a beautician. So you had started,
yes.
you finished school. I'm just trying to get this straight. You finished school?
Yeah, I was
opened?
Still in school when I went to learn beautician.
Uh-huh.
And then my father opened. Shop yet.
In your house?
Not in the house. I had a shop. And then my father died after I took my shop over to not far from home, city, Siget.
Mm-hmm.
And then I closed it up and my boyfriend went to Israel. And
what was your boyfriend's name?
Shulam Isaacovich. He is in Israel.
Are we still living there?
Yeah, I saw him. I went with my husband in 1965
uh-huh.
to visit his family, because mm-hmm. he has their family. And I said, I'm here, I have to see him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he left and went to Israel, and you stayed behind?
Yeah, I even helped him with the expenses to go there.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when you go so many years, you find out it's not so important.
Right.
That's the way life goes.
Right.
Yeah, and it didn't bother me, and I'm not even sorry. Never was.
So he left, and you stayed behind, and then what happened?
Yes. And then, when I decided I'll go to Israel, as I said, I'm going there to see if I can take out my family.
And bring them to Israel.
To Israel afterwards. To start a life, because
right.
there where we were was a place there was nothing.
What was there?
Nothing for us. Nothing.
Did they...
Nothing.
Could the Jewish children go to school? Could the Jewish children... You could have grown up, there wasn't a life there for you.
There was no life, unfortunately, for nobody. It was a poor town.
Mm-hmm.
So until my parents lived, my father, we had our house, we had a big garden, we had our land.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing left. In fact, when my sister came back from concentration camp, they sold the house for she could buy a coat. So.
What year did he go to Israel? Do you remember?
In 1938.
So you went there also?
No,
you didn't
I
make
wasn't
it there.
There. See, when I came to Constanza, there is the Black Sea, from where the port, from where you leave. There was one boat, in fact, to start my story, to go there, the war started. Hungary took part of Czechoslovakia.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple who got married in my hometown, and she was from Czechoslovakia. I took her passport. I asked her to give me her passport. I was then already 22, and she was 30. And I paid. They took my picture off, her picture off, and put mine. And my name was then a different name.
And you became her. Right. Was
That's
she a Jewish woman also?
Yes. Yeah. Zelka. Anyway, and then I came to Constanza, there was a camp for transit people. to go to Israel. In everywhere the swindle. Who was supposed legally to be on the boat couldn't get on it, but people who had money, they got on the boat. There was, the name of the boat was Struma.
Struma?
Struma.
Struma.
There was 1,000 Jewish people on this boat.
Were they trying to get away because of what was happening?
Yes. They never made it to Israel. The Britons put a mine on the waters and they were all killed.
Oh. But you didn't get on the boat because you didn't have the money.
I didn't have the money.
And so the people that were able to get on the boat got blown up. And
all blown up.
They're all killed.
Oh my God, that's a story in itself. What did you do then?
So I was there. In fact, I landed some money at home. I had my, you know, girls prepare themselves what you don't need here to do with sewing up things, mm-hmm. with, you know.
You knew how to sew.
A hope chest. Mm-hmm. So I pounded this to a family who had the money and they lent me some money. Then I did send back the money for the kids. And then the Russians occupied another part of Romania and I went over there. With my I met my husband there.
How did you get around?
See, my husband is from Poland. Mm-hmm. I was in Constanza, as I said. In there, the waters got closed up after this boat, no boats.
The British mined the sea?
Yes.
They're
yes.
so nice.
Yes, they didn't let Jews to go to Israel.
They just decided yeah. that's it.
Yes, so they destroyed as much as they could.
Yeah, the people before that had gotten through.
Even
this
before this, whoever went there, they couldn't go through as easy.
Mm-hmm. Now this is during the war?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It just started.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel when you realized you had just escaped disaster? It's like lucky.
Just lucky. That's the way it goes. So anyway, then they... Then I was there and we couldn't go. My husband was a soldier in the Polish army and was the same thing. When the Russians occupied one part of Poland and the Germans the other part, they ran away. They crossed the border to Romania and they were there in my camp. And from the camp they escaped in the night. They paid some there was farmers in a barn with horses and they took him to Constanza.
Constanza?
Yeah, this is the...
The port city.
Yeah.
That's Caspian Sea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Black Sea. So, it happened, he came to the same camp where I came. And there where we met, when he saw me.
Believe it
or not, I was a beautiful girl.
Oh, you met in the transit?
Yes. Right away he sent like a shuttle to me. And I said I did not come to get married here, I'm engaged. Because I didn't even want to think this way. You know, I was from home in the troubles. Every day I was crying my eyes out.
How long were you in this transit port? Is that like?
I was there a few months.
Now, they made you go there, is that it?
No.
There was no place else to go.
But there, they were supported from England and from America. And there, they usually, the men, they sent to France to fight against the Germans.
So they were moving people
went.
From out of
yeah.
the country?
Yeah. So
the English were, is that what you're
saying? American.
Or they were
in England, that they supported this camp. So when the Russians occupied the other part of Romania, we crossed there. We got married.
But where did
anyway.
You met in the camp, in the camp, this transit camp,
yeah.
and he wanted to get married, but you didn't?
Well, no, I didn't think about it.
Right,
but
and then
then,
what did
then when the borders were closed up, to go back home was no use.
Oh, you couldn't go back home?
No.
And
so
you couldn't go to Israel?
No, so we crossed the border on the Russian side.
So you decided to get married because
so
you didn't know what else to
married.
Do?
We got married, yes, fact. Going there was many other people from Czechoslovakia too.
Mm-hmm.
Romania, and it happened, it was them. You know, it was water all over. I don't know how to say it at the moment. You know, so we went, instead to go by buses or by train, we went by boats.
Because the water had come up
over
the land.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You went over the Russian borders, and then you were in Russia?
The Russians occupied, yeah. It was Romania, but the Russians occupied.
How did you get there? You took a boat.
Yes.
You walked and you took a boat?
Yes, and we got there, and then till we reached Chernivtsi, which is a city, Bukovina.
Why did you go
the
there?
The Russians occupied. Well, looking for the...
You just kept going
for something.
Looking for something.
Yes. So
were you trying to get home, or you had given up that? You didn't know what was going on? There was no communication?
You couldn't go back anymore. As soon as you got on the Russian side, this is it. It's an iron ball. Whoever tried to go back, they sent them to Siberia. So we got married there.
In Russia?
Yes. It was
Romania. Right, Romania,
it was Russia. And there we start building like a little roots.
Even though
home.
The war was on, they let you stay there.
Yes, there was no problem. You just had to go and register. And they ask you, we didn't know, because this is Russian life. If you was in jail, you know, it was like a joke. If you wasn't, you will be. And if you will be, you'll never forget it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So we were there for a year when the real war started.
So what year was that? What year?
In 1940 to 1941.
Uh-huh. Were you able to hear about your family, like through letters or through anything?
Yes, I didn't hear everything. It was...
How did you
and
hear
And then
the
I
man?
Never heard anything because we were running. When we were in Germany, and soon as the war started, my husband said, let's go. And we ran to the train station, left everything behind, what we had already. Not much. At the train was a train with, loaded with ammunition, tanks and different things, and they tried, the Russians tried to take it out, not to remain for the Germans. So we sat on this ammunition. And they had to start the train. Wherever we want to go, the bombs were flying on top of us, the German planes. We had to make to the border, to the Ukrainian border, in a few hours, and we were already 3-4 days there. Wherever we want to go, the Germans were. So one night, he was overtired, and I crawled under a tank, and there we slept. In this, we slept so hard. This, beside us was another train, and it was all bombarded.
The train was bombarded?
The train with the people, when we woke up, we just saw carrying sheets.
Were there a lot of people on these trains?
Wounded people, yes.
Because it was the only way out?
The only way.
But you got off the train.
So we was in this train, in the next train to us was all bombarded. Then the train had to be loaded with water, you know, the machine was empty. We made a life chain and handed from back one to the other buckets with water, and we filled up.
And there were other Jewish people on the train?
Oh,
it was just loaded?
Almost all Jewish.
Right.
Yeah. And we filled up this train, the locomotive, with water. As soon as it was full, a Russian soldier came on a horse and told us, around, the Germans are behind us and we cannot go further with this train.
So the Russians were actually helping you?
Oh, yes. This was the only door for us Jews who opened it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else did. So we were running two fields, two corn fields, potato fields.
Were the Russians fighting the Germans? And then they were just beating them, the Germans were beating them?
There was no, there couldn't be fighting. But the way it was already, they were running and bombing us.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
You were running through fields?
We were running through the fields. In the morning we reached the Ukrainian border. There, I remember, like now, we reached to a bridge to cross. They said that they catch Jews, they kill them. We had our marriage license, the certificate, and we dug a hole there. This was Zhmerinko, the city, and we dug it in there in the hole. As soon as we crossed the bridge, the Russians mined the bridge because they couldn't cross. The bridge exploded.
As soon as you crossed the bridge, the
yes.
bridge blew up.
When we were on the other side, we went to the train station. The last train had left. And also on the road, it was all bombarded.
So the people in back of you were all stuck. They couldn't cross the border.
Whoever could and whoever remained behind.
Mm-hmm.
So. When we got there, it was already houses bombarded. And you could see people lying, dead people on the streets already. So my husband and there was some other friends.